Over the years, the size of the old Board of Supervisors and the current county legislature has changed, mostly cutting their sizes, reflecting a U.S. Supreme Court decision ordering one person, one vote. Right now, 11 legislators are members, and they'll be voted on tomorrow, with two seats vacant, one in the South Towns left behind by Lynn Dixon to run for county executive, and the other left open when Tom Loughran decided not to seek another term. Former county executive Dennis Gorski says which party controls doesn't matter.
Not really, for a number of reasons. The principal reasons is one is almost 90% of all of the functions of county government are functions of mandates by the state or federal government. So philosophical bent, either liberal or conservative or independent, really wouldn't have much of a play.
Democrats control the legislature, currently 7-4. What had been a tight 6-5 Democratic majority shifted when Tonawanda legislator Kevin Hardwick crossed the aisle to increase the majority. He's on the ballot this year, seeking another term. Gorski says one power legislators have is to drive the county executive crazy. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.